Chapter 11. Medical Evacuation. Medical evacuation encompasses both the evacuation of soldiers from the POI or wounding to an MTF staffed and equipped to provide essential care in the AO and further evacuation from the AO to provide definitive, rehabilitative, and convalescent care in CONUS. Section 1. Integrated Medical Evacuation System. Medical evacuation is the system which provides the vital linkage between the roles of care necessary to sustain the patient during transport. This is accomplished by providing en route medical care and emergency medical intervention if required, which enhances the individual's prognosis and reduces long-term disability. Army Medevac is a multifaceted mission accomplished by a combination of dedicated ground and air evacuation platforms synchronized to provide direct support, general support, and area support within the AO. At the operational level, organic or direct support medevac resources locate, acquire, treat, and evacuate soldiers from the POI or wounding to an appropriate MTF. Soldiers are then stabilized, prioritized, and prepared for further evacuation if required, to an MTF capable of providing required essential care within the AO. Essential care refers to the absolutely necessary initial, en route, resuscitative, and surgical care provided to save, stabilize, and return as many soldiers to duty as quickly as possible. Essential care is medical care provided by medical providers at all roles of care that focuses on saving life, limb, and eyesight, and returning as many soldiers to duty as quickly as possible within the theater evacuation policy, or begin initial treatment required for optimization of outcome and/or stabilization to ensure the patient can endure evacuation. The mission of Army Medevac assets is the evacuation and provision of en route medical care. However, the essential and vital functions of Medevac resources encompass many additional missions and tasks that support the Army health system. Medical evacuation resources/assets are used to transfer patients between MTFs within the AO and from MTFs to United States Air Force en route patient staging system, emergency movement of Class 8 blood and blood products, medical personnel and equipment, and serve as messengers in medical channels. The appropriate roles of medical care must be maintained throughout the continuum of care. A patient who has received complex care, such as damage control resuscitation or damage control surgery, requires continuous maintenance of the critical care support that was initiated at the forward MTF. To avoid the risk that these patients will deteriorate during transport, the level of care should not be decremented during en route care. Based on the appropriate level of care, the medical personnel providing en route care may be paramedics, nurses, or other properly trained medical specialists. When possible, this en route care should be used as far forward as mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations allows. Theater Evacuation Policy. The Theater Evacuation Policy is established by the Secretary of Defense with the advice of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and upon the recommendation of the Combatant Commander. Theater Evacuation Policy is a command decision indicating the length in days of the maximum period of non-effectiveness that patients may be held within the command for treatment, and the medical determination of patients that cannot return to duty status within the period prescribed requiring evacuation by the first available means, provided the travel involved will not aggravate their disabilities or medical condition. ATP 4-02.2. The medical commander may recommend changes in the theater evacuation policy to adjust patient flow within the deployed setting to include skip policy and surge capacity when necessary. The policy establishes, in number of days, the maximum period of non-effectiveness, hospitalization and convalescence, that patients may be held within the theater for treatment. This policy does not mean that a patient is held in the theater for the entire period of non-effectiveness. A patient who is not expected to be ready to return to duty within the number of days established by the theater evacuation policy is treated, stabilized, and then evacuated out of the theater. This is done providing that the treating physician determines that such evacuation will not aggravate the patient's disabilities or medical condition. For example, a theater evacuation policy of 7 days does not mean that a patient is held in the theater for 7 days and then evacuated. Instead, it means that a patient is evacuated as soon as possible after the determination is made that he cannot be returned to duty within 7 days following admission to a Role 3 MTF. Evacuation precedence. The initial decision for evacuation priorities is made by the treatment element or the senior non-medical person at the scene. Soldiers are evacuated by the most expeditious means of medevac based on their medical condition, assigned evacuation precedence, and availability of medevac platforms. Patients are evacuated from the POI or wounding to the appropriate MTF. The evacuation precedence for the Army operations at roles 1 through 3 are: Priority 1, urgent, is assigned to emergency cases that should be evacuated as soon as possible and within a maximum of 1 hour to save life, limb, or eyesight, and to prevent complications of serious illness and to avoid permanent disability. Priority 1A, urgent surge, is assigned to patients that should be evacuated as soon as possible and within a maximum of 1 hour, who must receive far-forward surgical intervention to save life, limb, or eyesight and stabilize for further evacuation. Priority 2. Priority is assigned to sick and wounded personnel requiring prompt medical care. This precedence is used when the individual should be evacuated within 4 hours, or if the personnel's medical condition could deteriorate to such a degree that this person will become an urgent precedence, or whose requirements for special treatment are not available locally, or who will suffer unnecessary pain or disability. Priority 3. Routine is assigned to sick and wounded personnel requiring evacuation, but whose condition is not expected to deteriorate significantly. The sick and wounded in this category should be evacuated within 24 hours. Priority 4. Convenience is assigned to patients for whom evacuation by medical vehicle is a matter of medical convenience rather than necessity. Note 1. The NATO STANAG 3204 has deleted the category of Priority 4 convenience. However, this category is still included in the U.S. Army evacuation priorities, as there is a requirement for it in an OE. Note 2. The Army has implemented the Aeromedical Evacuation Standard of a 1 hour mission completion time for urgent and urgent surgical missions, time from mission request to delivery of the patient to the appropriate medical care. If appropriate medical care for urgent and urgent surgical missions can be reached within the 1 hour standard by other transportation conveyances, the 1 hour evacuation standard is met. Responsibilities. The service component commander is responsible for evacuation at the operational level and is responsible for executing the evacuation of casualties. The Army is the only service with dedicated medevac assets and is specifically tasked by DoD to provide intra-theater aeromedical evacuation. Strategic aeromedical evacuation is the responsibility of the U.S. Transportation Command. Within Army support to other services, Army resources may provide ship-to-shore medevac on an area support basis. Medical evacuation from shore to ship for deployed United States Navy and United States Marine Corps, as well as direct and general support to United States Marine Corps forces, when tactically operating on land as a maneuver force, forces could also be available within the Army's support capabilities. Organizations. There are two types of United States Army medevac platforms: air, rotary wing, and ground. These platforms are dedicated and designed, equipped, and staffed to perform the medevac mission. Maneuver Battalion Medical Platoon. The Organic Medical Platoon ground ambulances provide medevac support from the POI, company aid post, or casualty collection point to the battalion aid station. A casualty collection point is a location that may or may not be staffed, where casualties are assembled for evacuation to a medical treatment facility, ATP 4-02.2. It is usually pre-designated. In armored BCTs, depending upon the mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations factors, and the medevac plan, the tracked ambulances may evacuate the patient to an ambulance exchange point and transfer the patient to a wheeled ambulance for further movement to an MTF. This enables the tracked ambulance to keep pace with the maneuvering force. Ground ambulances. Ground ambulances are organic to BCT Maneuver Battalion medical platoons and to both the medical company, brigade support, and the medical company, area support. In the Maneuver Battalion medical platoons, the actual vehicle platform, wheeled or tracked, varies with the type of parent unit. Both the brigade support medical company and the medical company, area support, have wheeled vehicles. Brigade support and or area support medical company evacuation platoon. The medical company brigade support evacuation platoon provides medevac support on an area basis to units within its assigned AO. Additionally, it provides direct support to evacuate patients from the supported battalion aid stations to the medical company Roll 2 MTF. The medical company area support provides supported echelons above brigade units with medevac support on an area basis for those units that do not have organic medevac resources. Medical Company Ground Ambulance. The mission of the Medical Company Ground Ambulance is to provide ground evacuation within the theater. This unit provides direct support to BCTs and is employed in the echelons above brigade to provide area support. It is tactically located where it can best control its assets and execute its patient evacuation mission. This unit has a single lift capability for evacuation of 96 litter patients or 192 ambulatory patients. Air ambulances. The medical company Air Ambulance provides medevac for all categories of patients with evacuation precedence and other considerations within the AO on an area and direct support basis. The single lift evacuation capacity varies among the three different air ambulance companies. See ATP 4-02.2 Medical Evacuation for more information. Primary tasks. Refer to the print version of this publication for a discussion of the primary tasks and purposes of the medevac function. For additional information on medevac and medical regulating, refer to JP 4-02, AR 40-3, and ATP 4-02.2. Section 2. Medical Regulating. Medical regulating refers to the actions and coordination necessary to arrange for the movement of patients through the roles of care and to match patients with a medical treatment facility that has the necessary health service support capabilities and available bed space, JP 4-02. This system is designed to ensure the efficient and safe movement of patients. Medical regulating entails identifying the patients awaiting evacuation, locating the available beds, and coordinating the transportation means for movement. Careful control of patient evacuation to appropriate hospitals is necessary to affect an even distribution of cases. Ensure adequate beds are available for current and anticipated needs. Route patients requiring specialized treatment to the appropriate MTF. The factors that influence the scheduling of patient movement include patient's medical condition, stabilized to withstand evacuation, operational situation, availability of evacuation means, locations of MTFs with special capabilities or resources, current bed status of MTFs, surgical backlogs, number and location of patients by diagnostic category, location of airfields, seaports, and other transportation hubs. Communications capabilities, to include radio silence procedures. For more information on medical regulating, refer to ATP 4-02.2. Section 3. Strategic medical evacuation and patient movement. Medical evacuation occurs at the tactical, operational, and strategic levels and requires the synchronization and integration of service component medevac resources and procedures with the DoD worldwide evacuation system operated by the U.S. Transportation Command. A comprehensive medevac plan is essential to ensure effective, efficient, and responsive medevac is provided to all wounded, injured, and ill soldiers in the AO. The Army Medevac Plan flows from the combatant commander's guidance and intent and incorporates all missions and tasks directed by the combatant commander to be accomplished and is synchronized with supporting and supported units. In some scenarios, Army air and ground evacuation resources may be directed to provide support to sister services, multinational partners, and host nation forces. When directed by the combatant commander, Army medevac assets may be tasked to support other than Army forces engaged in the execution of the joint mission. These additional support missions will be clearly articulated in the combatant commander's O plan and op ord. The theater Army surgeon, with the advice of the senior medevac planner, will coordinate and synchronize these support operations with the combatant command surgeon, joint task force surgeon, and the other services and/or multinational partners as required, ensuring that a comprehensive and effective, efficient, and responsive plan is developed and implemented.